This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded Just Like You, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Hardesty Landscaping, and Brett Capps, Edward Jones Advisor, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by Ellis Jewelers, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru, Slabby's Food and Freedom, Ardente Dental, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith, joining the studio again on this Monday with Anita Stewart and Carol Price with the United Way. We've got five more days of talking about it here on Party Line, but the campaign will go through October 31st. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
I want to get started this morning just to remind everybody that United Way fights for the health, education, financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County, Carol.
That's right. And, you know, Anita, I hope you had a good weekend. And, Kevin, I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes.
And, you know, the weather sure is kind of different these days, and it kind of makes me think about it really is fall, and the kids are going back to school, and the leaves are going to start changing. And, you know, when I think about fall, I do think about the kids and what's happening with the kids. And so today, Anita, I thought maybe you might want to share with us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club and the Coach Kids. Is I think those are organizations United Way supports.
Yes, we do support both of those organizations. So first, Carol, you talked about Coach Kids. Coach Kid is a program where you have adult mentors or even high school students who mentor younger children. So that's what that program's all about. And with COVID, I got to be honest with you, it's been challenging for both of these organizations this year. As far as the Local Heroes program, which is just one program that Coach Kids has, they have to follow the school protocols. But I can tell you that those mentees have been very good staying in contact with their mentors. They write them letters. They actually talk to them on the phone, or they're FaceTiming them. So it's really important that they have that kind of support, especially with COVID, kids being isolated. It's nice to have somebody to talk to. And then as far as the Boys and Girls Club, they have definitely stepped up to the plate. When school started, they weren't open before school for kids to come in like they normally do. So Susie Michaels at the Boys and Girls Club came up with a program that they would bring them in before so the parents could still go to work, and then they got the kids to school. So we appreciate both of these organizations. Actually, I really can't imagine what we would do without these two in our community, because without them, I don't know how we'd help parents going to work and just the kids who need that extra help right now.
That's right. And, you know, when I think about the two organizations, I think the difference in them is that, you know, Boys and Girls Club is a place. You know, it's a place. And Coach Kids is kind of relationships.
Yes.
And so does Coach Kids help the kids all over the county?
All over the county. As a matter of fact, they have a really good relationship with all four county schools. So I don't mess up these numbers. I want to read my notes. Clinton Central has 37 volunteers. Clinton Prairie has 105. Frankfort has 49, and Rossville has 66 volunteers. So if you include the mentee and the mentor, you're talking about 257 kids involved with Coach Kids, and that's just one of their programs.
That really is amazing, you know. And, you know, right now, United Way, we're here because we're working on our financial campaign,
right.
And that campaign is to help support agencies like the Boys and Girls Club and Coach Kids.
Yes.
And while the money is really, really important, we need volunteers too, don't they?
They do need volunteers.
They need people who can help with whatever. And Coach Kids, I'm sure, has kids who are waiting to get a mentor.
Yes.
And I know the Boys and Girls Club, you know, Susie Michael has that big building, and she's got probably a really small maintenance budget for a really big place to take care of. And so I'm sure if there's somebody listening who says, I got a couple hours to spare, and you could paint or you could trim bushes, she'd be really happy
to
hear.
I'm sure she would be ecstatic, actually.
So we need to think about our volunteer time, don't we? You know, one of my favorite quotes goes like this. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. And if you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. But if you want happiness for a lifetime, help somebody.
That is a really good quote. I like that. You know, the same thing goes for financial giving. Jack Ransom said it so well last year. His slogan was, give until it feels good and not until it hurts. So, Carol, if you're able to give $5 and it feels good, give $5. If you give $20 and it hurts, then you know what? It's not the right time to give $20.
Right.
So I'm really going out. I'm really hoping our listeners today will consider making a donation to United Way. There are so many needs in this community, and many people who have been doing their best to actually provide food. They're still working, and they're finding themselves in need. So have you actually seen the increase in prices at the grocery store lately? It's crazy.
I know. It's really shocking, and I kind of remember when I had little kids at home, and I'm thinking, how would I have fed them during, you know, when I had four or five children at home to feed with the prices of today? So I don't know how young families are making it.
It is crazy.
And but I do see that the USDA is now providing free breakfast and lunch at the schools across the county for everybody.
And that shows you our food depriority here in Clinton County.
That's right. It just is a basic need, isn't it? So also, you know, for tomorrow, I was thinking, do you have a question of the day?
I do, and it's about you. So
oh,
here
really?
Goes, Carol. It says, what group of people do you, Carol, belong to that we might talk about tomorrow?
What group of people do I belong to? That's an interesting question. All right. So we need every person to consider to make a donation. And if you can help us, we want to hear from you. You can call our number, 654-5573. You can go to our Facebook page or our website. Remember, we are United Way for Clinton County. And we are also going to have our QR code on Clinton County Daily News because the people here at Casper Media have been so gracious
Very
to
gracious.
Us. And you can also, the very really old-fashioned way, which is the way I do business.
I do business.
you can mail a check to 1100 Walnut Avenue in Frankfort. So remember, at the end of our day, we always say, remember
if we don't do it together, it won't get done.
I think it would probably be easier, Carol, to mention what you are not involved in maybe tomorrow than what you are involved in. But we'll look forward to that. And again, it's real easy to give, right? There's no hurdles or roadblocks.
No, it's easy.
All right.
It's
we'll
easy.
See you tomorrow morning then.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast today is sunshine. We'll warm back up to 77. Tomorrow's the first day of fall. And it'll be sunny tomorrow, too, with a high 78. Cloudy tonight and chilly again with a low down to 47. And sunshine on Wednesday, too, with a high 77. It's 43 now from your official weather station, WILO. Still pretty chilly out there. Coming up in just about 5 minutes, we'll be talking with Rodney Wan as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Ken's going to sit down with Clinton County Clerk Ray Harris, and she'll be talking about all kinds of things with elections coming up and where you need to go and what you need to do. There's obviously some changes this year with COVID. And so she will let us know all about that. Later this week, tomorrow, we'll be talking with Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan and Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens as they're keeping a close eye on things due to COVID. And pretty much everything has been, I don't want to say everything, but a lot of things have been put on the back burner till next year. And we'll see if hopefully there might be another thing or two before the end of the year that we can do to help Main Street and help the downtown Frankfort area. I'll be joined by Ken Hartman in here in just a minute. But each week, Ken comes in on the weekends and types up some news stories for us. He also gives me a new fresh printout of our Leading with 2020 vision and our party line guests and community events and a list of his meetings that he's got each week. And I usually take a close look a couple times at the community events just to see what's going on because, again, due to COVID, a lot of things have been canceled or postponed. Now, we usually have two or three pages at this time of year, but there was just, I think, maybe a page and a half this time around. But there are some things happening. Very happy that they've been able to do some of the, well, all of them, I guess, for the most part, the Thursday Thunder, since they were able to do it. They've got another month left on that, so they'll be doing that through October. The next one is October 1st, which is a Thursday. The final Thursday Thunder of the year scheduled for Thursday, October 15th. That's between 5:30 and 8 p.m. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
I saw one of your other PSA community events here is something that I wanted to read this morning about Rob Bales.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody knows Rob. He's a retired Frankfort City police officer battling ALS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's in need of an ALS power chair, which is fitted for him and is pretty pricey. After insurance, his copay is going to be $5,400. And, of course, they've had a lot of expenses due to the illness. His wife, Teresa, is his sole caregiver and needs to be able to focus on that and not how to pay for an electric chair. So I just wanted to mention that this morning on Party Line because we had Rob on about maybe 8 or 9 months ago.
Right.
And, of course, with ALS, it's hard to talk, the muscles in the throat. And at the time, he was able to talk some to us, and he felt pretty good that day. I think he came in. And Rob and I have kept in touch on Facebook Messenger because we can talk all we want on that, right? We're
right.
Just typing out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent way to communicate. And so, therefore, I become pretty good friends with Rob, and I just want to encourage someone out there, if they've got $5,400 and want to do something really good with it, just help, please help Rob buy a chair. Rob and Teresa. Now they have set up a fund at First Merchants Bank at 60 South Main Street in Frankfort. And you could also call 654-8533. But again, if you can, you know, help out. Or if you've got $5,400 and want to do some good, just buy the chair for him, all right? Surely there's someone out there in Clinton County who has $5,400 burning a hole in their pocket, and maybe they'll help out.
Not mine, unfortunately.
No, I know. I know.
Unfortunately, it's not mine.
So Cindy has left a message for Rodney Wand, so hopefully we'll be talking with him in just a few short moments. I wanted to go ahead and bring this up this morning, Ken, because we feel a little more comfortable doing it. Do you think we jinxed Dick Vitale Saturday by talking about it?
No, not really. I thought we had a confirmation. He didn't think so. So that basically adjusted down to it. I talked with him personally. I talked to his
publicist or whatever.
Yeah. I couldn't think of publicist. Everything is now set for this next week.
Okay, so it'll be this next Saturday.
Yeah,
be talking with Dick Vitale then.
Yeah. However, I will tell you, according to his publicist, Dick's radio interviews are 10 minutes, so that means no call-ins.
Okay. Okay. So he doesn't do over 10 minutes.
That's what he says.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Maybe we may get 15, but, you know, by the time we get to talking, you know, who knows?
Right, right. I have a feeling if it's going pretty smooth, Dickie V might stick around a few extra.
Oh, I think so, too.
All right.
But I'm just saying that's, you know, and I hate to curtail that, but I think it's just better. Because if he does stick to the 10 minutes, we're not going to get much said.
Yeah, yeah. Or let him do most of the talking.
Which we're going to do anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you've got questions, and then there's always follow-up questions that you don't have written down.
And one thing I've already been promised, his book, I'm supposed to get a copy of the book.
Oh, okay.
Which I talked about Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that'd be cool if it would come in this week and give you a chance to peruse through it you know, a little bit before Saturday.
Well, it's on the, supposedly it's on its way.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. Well, you'll probably get it then.
Okay.
Well, the Indianapolis Colts saw a rookie get his first start. I couldn't watch this yesterday, Ken, because it was on Fox 59, and I don't get that one. So I went downstairs and grabbed my antenna and was holding it near the windows and then did the channel scan. I just couldn't get it, though. So I did the Siri update on my phone. You know, Siri, what's the score of the Colts game? And she told me.
It really wasn't too close all day.
No, it wasn't. The Colts had a rookie get his first start and a veteran get his latest win. They beat the Vikings yesterday. Rookie Jonathan Taylor scored a touchdown and rushed over 100 yards yesterday. Phillip Rivers notched his 124th win, which pushes him to number 8 all-time.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, the Colts were able to take advantage of Minnesota's turnovers and win 28-11. So Colts now 1-1 on the season. You know, they're piping in the crowd noise.
I know.
And it sounds pretty realistic. But yesterday there was a, we'll get to Rodney in just one second, but yesterday, I was trying to find which, Eagles, the Eagles QB. He had a turnover and then had another interception in the end zone. So they piped in boos, the crowd booing. And I thought, boy, that's pretty bad when you got the recorded booing, right?
Yeah.
All right. As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan. Rodney, thanks for calling in this morning.
Certainly. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Doing good.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Not bad. So you think that piped in crowd noise, is there any bias going on with that, you think?
Absolutely. I don't know who's in charge of it. I don't know if it's the TV stations or the producers.
I would imagine the home crowd's got a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
I would think that, yeah, they kind of got control over that.
It'd be
a little biased in that before it's all over.
Yeah, and that's all right.
Speaking of which, are we gonna boo or cheer our latest numbers?
We should be cheering.
Good.
We should be happy and encouraging at the same time. We definitely have been doing well the last few days. Unfortunately, we did have one additional death, I think, over the weekend numbers come in. But for the past week or so, our numbers have gone increasingly down. So then our positivity rate has gone lower, and we're hovering around, I think, just at or over a 2%, which is great compared to where we have been at times. So hats off to everybody in the community that's contributing to that. We're at that point today roughly where we've been about 2 weeks since the Labor Day weekend, and we did not see a huge spike. So we were either very fortunate or we have a lot more folks that are finally, you know, hearing the message that, you know, we need to protect ourselves and be vigilant. So
we haven't had people from Sturgis and Lake of the Ozarks on motorcycle rides recently. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. And like I say, I would like to think in the side of positivity and think that it's because we were fortunate, lucky, but that we were actually have folks that are, you know, pay attention to what we've been saying. So, I think we're doing well. That's good for the schools. That's good for the community and good for the long-term care facilities. So.
Do we have another big hurdle coming up here that you're going to be looking at to see, okay, maybe we can start thinking some positive things instead of keeping, you know, bouncing back and forth?
I think the next hurdle for us remains how well we prepare for the flu season. Only because that will impact, whether there's additional positive cases or not, that will impact the number of folks that have to be excluded from work and school if they have any signs and symptoms. I think that would be, you know, we're waiting now, as everyone is, for vaccine. And again, there's major challenges with, you know, the idea of a vaccine, you know, one being that everything that we're looking at currently is that it may be a two-dose type thing with 21 days in between. So that raises, you know, your challenges. But, you know, if we can get through from about now until late November with keeping our numbers of flu cases down for two reasons. One, because of folks perhaps being excluded from work or school because its signs and symptoms are similar. But also, you know, real flu cases make a burden on our healthcare system. And, you know, while our hospital's done very well, the last thing we want to see is they start to have trouble in the latter part of the fall this year. So,
have you been told how to maybe use propaganda? I hate to use the word propaganda on Monday morning, but I'm going to do it. You know, how to basically promote this, you know, thing going the right way, if, you know, kind of encourage people to go ahead and get, you know, get the flu shot. Go ahead and get, so they can go ahead and get the, you know, lack of fear of the vaccine not working if it doesn't.
Sure, sure. Well, and fortunately for us, the State Department of Health is raising both of those campaigns right now. They're out there hitting the media airwaves and the media television with you know, information about flu vaccine and dispelling rumors and myths about it. And they're talking, you know, in terms of, you know, the fact of reducing, you know, the morbidity of the flu this year. But they're also already starting to talk about, you know, that idea that we're not going to see a vaccine come out unless we're confident, because we know more than anyone that if this COVID vaccine comes out and it's not successful, that would have an impact on other vaccines in the future. So it's challenging times for public health. We only see about 35%, I think, or 40% of folks take the flu shot normally, and we'd like to see that be upwards of, you know, 60% this year. So just because of the COVID situation.
And the other thing of it is, if the vaccine does not work, the psyche on the public is really going to take a hit.
Oh, huge, huge, and that's why it's more critical than ever to make sure that we don't rush that, and to make sure that we have local elected officials and public health working together when it is available, to make sure that it's readily accessible by everybody, and that, you know, that we're out there showing by leadership that it, you know, that we're confident that it's been properly developed. So we got some huge hurdles still.
Okay.
But it seems like our community's listening. I know, you know, one thing about the vaccine, and we're already planning, you know, for it in many stages of, you know, having to do the vaccine in the future here is, you know, we've worked with Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, in the past during H1N1. He's been a huge resource for us, and he continues to be that, you know, coming this year with the COVID. So I want to thank him, and I know he's very versed in what we have to do when it comes to vaccines later on. So my confidence in him and the fact that he's going to help us be successful in that here in the future. So,
hey, Rodney, I had one question about the vaccine. It seems like even that is being turned political.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to figure out who should we listen to when a vaccine comes out, as far as whether we can trust it or not? Do you think you'll see both Democrats and Republicans and CDC people come together and say, here we are, this is what we got? Or do you think if the Trump administration comes out with something, the Democrats will say, whoa, we don't trust that?
I think with, as far as the political parties go, that the American public should listen to the political parties about political things. I do not think that the public's health and medicine fall into that category. At this point, the CDC appointed directors are not necessarily following along what would be the traditional. I did notice that they have kind of rebounded back and started to contradict what the politicians are saying here in the last probably week. I would say we want to listen to Dr. Fauci. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that him and Dr. Osterholm, those are the two gentlemen that I listen to, and Dr. I think it's Hortek. They are the ones that are the experts. They are the ones that are out of what I would consider that political realm, where they weren't necessarily appointed by this particular administration. They've been long-standing individuals. They've been in other administrations. So we need to listen to the scientists and the medical professionals when we're talking about COVID. So that's the bottom line, and I think, unfortunately, we haven't done so in the past. And I think the politicians need to concentrate on all the other things in the world that need, or in our country, that need to be
Yeah, they got plenty to talk about, don't they?
Yes, they do not need to worry about. There are plenty of items that they need to address, and I think that they should start putting their efforts towards that. So,
well, Rodney, we appreciate your time as always. Is there anything else you want to leave us with this morning?
Again, we would like to give one big shout-out once again, as we are now out at the fairgrounds doing our vaccine, but and we will be doing so throughout all of this current year. But we wanted to thank the Christian Life Church for their assistance to the community for the last, well, all of September and a couple weeks in August for making their facility available. That was a huge benefit to the community. So,
all right. Thank you, Rodney. We'll catch you next time around.
All right. Take care, Rodney.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Right. Have a safe day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That's Rodney Wan as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Dr. Steve Tharp, so starting the week off right. I was so happy last week late that, again, looking at our community events and things, that they were able to have this Burlington Fall Festival over the weekend. And I didn't have a chance to go up there, but I know Eric Dirks did, and Cindy was up there for a live remote broadcast Saturday, and our sales manager, Mike Downey, was as well. So Russ has put up a story at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and he's got video, a lot of drone video this time from Eric, and a nice little story there. So hope you were able to take advantage of that. And coming up, we're going to have Ray Harris here in just a few minutes, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably got a lot of information this time of year.
Yes, it's where we're talking voting and election.
Very good. We'll be go ahead and take a break now and do that. We'll come back with Ray next on WILO's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasures.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.